and welcome to Unashamed of Smut Lovers podcast, where we just want to talk about smut. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Courtney.
And today we're doing a read-along. It is Pretty Boy by Brianna Flores. This is book one in what will be a series of standalones, I believe, but we're going to go for it anyways. The other books aren't out yet. I've been hearing a lot of good things about this book, and I'm pretty excited. It's supposed to be low angst. Our last book, not to spoil it if you haven't read or listened to that episode, but it was not good. We're hoping for something good.
Yeah, good, and a little bit of levity, because we will be moving on to heavier books after this.
Okay, so it seems like this is going to be a bi awakening. One of the main male characters gets cheated on by his girlfriend. He goes to a gym and gets a crush on one of the trainers there, I believe. And the trainer's like, all right, cool. Like, let's work it out. Bye. And then was like, oh shit, I'm the only man he's ever been with. That was fucked up of me. And it kind of goes from there, I believe. So I don't know. I've been hearing so many positive things about this. Like, I'm basically just willing to go into a blind. It is a grumpy sunshine, it says.
Yeah, high heat, low angst, grumpy sunshine with a bioawakening, which, like, checks all of my cute fluffy cute fluffy male books.
Cute fucky male.
I mean, to be fair, it is, but
I don't really have a lot to say thus far. I know that there's some content warnings.
I saw that. It was, I think, homophobia. Oh, shit.
Eating disorder, body dysmorphia, off-page self-harming, off-page child abuse, parent in prison, underage boy getting tattoos, off page. Okay.
Most of them. Oh.
Blackouts during violent episodes, consensual sex, feminization, kink, cock warming. Is that really a content warning?
Accidental practice of unsafe sex.
Baby bi. Bi erasure. Sex toys, FaceTime. Hands-free full orgasm. Broken bone. Listen, I would not consider most of these to be content warning.
No, I wouldn't either, but you never know. So for anyone who is curious, there is cheating, and not within the main couple. And, the older, it's the bigger guy who's the, like, femme?
I don't know, because it says pretty. So I don't think so.
Oh, maybe not.
We'll see. I mean, I am not opposed to feminization.
I'm not either. None of those content warnings looked. I mean, obviously, most of the worst of it is off page.
Yeah, I feel
and only
like
briefly mentioned. So
this is going to be pretty low angst. I feel like this is going to be something that we can just breeze through. I'm pretty excited about it. After what we just read, like, I just want something light and good.
Like, theme.
Be well written, please. Brianna Flores. Okay, and then I did read her author's note. I'm not going to get all the way into it because it's kind of a long one. But she mentions that her debut book was on the angstier side. I've not read it.
Tell me a lot. I don't think I've read this author at all. So
this is only her second book.
Oh, Well, then I'm excited. I love new authors.
Yeah. And her debut book, Tell Me a Lie, I've not read it, but looking at it, I've definitely seen it recommended.
Ooh, well, maybe we can add it to the list for later.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think this is going to be good. Our midway point is chapter 14. So if you haven't marked that, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, and I'm going to dive in.
Okay, cool. So if you are reading along with us, go ahead and read till chapter 14 and come back. Pause here. Okay, we're back.
I am loving this book so far.
Me too. I'm pleased. I feel happy.
Yeah.
This one is
very much high key, which... Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say the last book was, let's say, lackluster as far as our expectations go, right? So we needed something a little lighter, a little spicier, a little, you know, more the vibe. And this is the vibe. Like, I don't know how to explain. Yes. I don't know how to explain it better than, like, this is the vibe. It's like, if you know, you know, here we are, this is wonderful kind of feeling.
Absolutely. Yeah, this book is definitely like the palate cleanser we needed, especially because it has a lot less plot lines going into it. It's pretty straightforward. It's very high heat, but the storyline itself is still really good.
Yeah, like there is a storyline there, but it's not something that you have to fucking strain your brain. Like you shouldn't have to take notes when you're reading a romance book. I'm sorry.
No.
And, so we are pleased. We both finished it like the same time, and which is very rare because I'm usually a slowpoke. But yeah, I mean, we both just text each other and we're like, yes, this is it.
Yeah, I'm excited. And Kelsey mentioned adding this author does have another book. We talked about it in the intro. That it's a little more angsty. And so we were talking about maybe doing that one a little bit later down the road because this author's writing style is very good.
Yeah, it's just refreshing when you find just like a solid, good author. When it doesn't necessarily have to be like as exquisite and flowery as like Jesse Walker or Emmy Sanders. But it's just a solid, you know, that this author is going to be just a good author, that you can pick up their book and know that you're going to be reading a good book. That's kind of how I feel about like K.M. Newhold. If I am like, I just want to read a good book, damn it, like I'll pick up one of her books, you know. So this is, I mean, solid author to have in the repertoire. I know that this is the first book we've read by her and we're only halfway through, but very impressed.
Yeah, absolutely. We haven't even talked about the storyline itself yet. So we have Liam and Sebastian. Liam thought he was straight like his whole life. And he... goes to this gym where his eyes catch on Sebastian, who's a trainer there. And he's just like obsessed with this man from the first second. He's like, I don't know what it is. Like, he's big, he's tattooed, he's, you know, and Liam himself is like 6'1" or whatever. He's, you know, fit and stuff like that. But he has this obsession. And so he arranges training sessions with him and just cannot get enough of this man. Finally, Sebastian's like, I think I know what he wants. And they sleep together. And then, like, Sebastian just is like, okay, we're done. Like, leave. We don't need any more training sessions. Like, you got what you wanted. And then he finds out that he was the first guy that Liam ever slept with. And he starts getting attached, too. Like, he gets, like, irrationally jealous. And, you know, even though he doesn't want a relationship, he, like, you know, they're kind of at this cute little point where now they're dating, finally. Sebastian's kind of like letting go of his reservations and he can't stay away.
But I know how it's going to blow up. Do you know how it's going to blow up?
The dad, maybe? Or no. The best friend?
No. Did you totally miss it?
Which part?
You must have missed it. Okay. Liam's ex-girlfriend cheated on him, right? Like, with multiple guys. Her name is Anna.
Oh, my God. I did miss it. I missed it until you just said it. The sister? So Sebastian's
sister
is Liam's ex-girlfriend, the cheating one.
How did you miss it?
I cannot believe my brain didn't. Well, because I was focused on the fact that his best friend seems like he's in love with him, which... Like,
no, so, I don't think that's going to be a big factor at all. I think he just was mad that he was keeping secrets from him. The problem is that, okay, it's going to come up because Liam has been honest the whole time about with at least with Sebastian, not with really anybody else. But with Sebastian, he's been honest the whole time. Like, yeah, my ex-girlfriend cheated on me and that's why we broke up. And Anna has been telling her brother, oh, my boyfriend broke up with me because he was just using me. He broke up with me over text.
So, yeah, no one knows about the cheating. So the roommate and best friend of Anna, or I think they were friends, called Liam on his birthday and was like, you need to come over. And he walks in and he hears Anna cheating on him with this guy who like took his position on the baseball team, and he decided to quit baseball after that. But he never told anyone. He tells the roommate, like, keep it quiet. I don't want anyone to know, because he didn't want to be like embarrassed. And Anna was his first like serious girlfriend. So Anna like is a whore. Sorry. I'm sure she's a lovely girl when she's not being a whore, but she, sorry.
What bad?
Anyway, so she, yeah, but so you're right. I cannot believe that my brain did not connect those two, because yeah, the sister does talk about like she had a boyfriend who left. But the thing is he's known for, Liam was previously known for like sleeping with girls and then ditching them. So it's not out of the realm of possibility, because she doesn't know that he knows that she cheated. So she probably does think that like, oh, he just dipped because he was done or got what he wanted. But yeah, I think you're right. Like, Anna's going to show up when he's there one time and it's going to be like a whole thing.
Yeah, we're coming up on a big miscommunication trope.
I don't know. I was so stuck on like the dad being a piece of shit and then the best friend. It just seemed so weird. Like, I thought maybe it was going to be like he was in love with him or something, or at least had a crush. I mean, they always say that they're touchy-feely. Like, Kate is very much he's a tactile person. He's always, like, coming in, like, cuddling, stuff like that. And that they haven't spent any time together recently. And then when Cade found out at the restaurant that they were together, it just seemed off to me.
I think he was just like, dude, like, I fucking knew you were keeping shit from me and you still didn't come clean, but you bitch.
He doesn't really know what to come clean as, because Bash is the only guy he likes. Like, he's tried out other dudes and he's like, it's just this guy. I don't know if I'm bi. I don't know if I'm like, if it's, I'm just Bash sexual. You know what I mean?
Right. But also, like, that's his best friend. He could have said, like, I'm sleeping with this dude. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what I am yet. But yeah. He could have asked Cade to, like, help him figure it out. You know what I mean? Because Cade came out to him. And so, like, that he could have, and he should have known that he could have. And I think that's why Cade was upset, is because, like, not only are you keeping things from me, but now you're ditching me too. So I think that's why Cade was upset. I don't think that it's an issue that he's with Bash. I don't think that Cade's going to be a problem. The dad, I feel like, will probably resolve itself fairly easily. I think the mom will get involved, but the sister is gonna be a problem.
Yeah.
That slut bag bitch, Anna.
Poor fucking Anna. We're ragging on Anna so hard. Oh my God.
And it's so funny because one of the people in my real life, her name is Anna, and she's like one of my favorite people ever. So it feels so weird saying that.
Yeah, fuck Anna. Not you, Anna, though. Yeah. I know. My brain was not connecting.
So anyways, yeah, I mean, I put it together because I was like, wait, whose point of view am I reading? And then I realized it was Bash and he was talking about his sister. And I was like, oh, that's interesting.
And they're very, very close. So I feel like Bash is going to overreact. Like Anna's going to see Liam or something. Bash is going to overreact. And then Liam's going to like try to explain himself.
And he's not going to let him. And he's going to get his feelings hurt. And then Bash is going to feel like a dick when he realizes that his sister's a slut bag bitch. And yeah. So I think we have a big miscommunication trope coming up. That's my theory. I will fight anybody who tells me I'm wrong. I'm just kidding.
You're probably right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm probably right.
I'm so ready to dive back in. I love this. I'm literally in the middle of another mail book. And I'm like bouncing between the two because they're both so good.
All right. Well, let's get into it. If you are reading along with us, go ahead and read till the end of the book and come back. Pause here. Okay. We are back.
This book was so good.
It was perfect. It was amazing. It was okay. It was exactly. Oh, what?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, this book was perfect. It was exactly what we needed, exactly what we wanted. It was low angst, high heat, all the sweet feels. I will say I was fucking wrong and Courtney was fucking right.
I'm going to coast on this for at least the next few episodes because it was actually the opposite of what like literally switched around. So Kelsey thought the sister was going to be the biggest deal. And I thought the best friend was going to be the biggest deal. And then, and that the best friend was just going to like kind of be skated over. No. Oh my God. So the sister was actually no big deal. Like she was kind of a bitch. And, you know, then she mellowed out. I didn't really particularly like her by the end of the book, but I don't think you're really supposed to. She was just kind of like, meh, she's there. You tolerate her. But the best friend, Cade, and his book is actually next. I'm so excited for it to come out because I want to read it. But he was really shitty. Like every time he was brought around, Liam ends up staying with Bash, like at his place more. Cade starts having a problem with it. Liam confronts him and he kisses him and Bash goes fucking mental and just beats the shit out of him, which good for him. I like it. And I love how Liam is like, it's almost toxic the way Liam just defends the shit out of everything Bash does, violent or not, good or bad. He's just like, well, but he's just so cute. Like,
and he had a reason. So
yeah, like yeah. It's just the most adorable thing. I love Sebastian and Liam so much. I think he was just like, my favorite part was there was this part with Sebastian's best friend and he's like teasing Liam and he was like, oh, he's as pretty as a princess, and Liam's inner monologue is like, I damn right I am as pretty as a princess. And I was yes,
he was. The both of these characters were just so great. Like I loved the way that these characters were built, especially because you would not expect like a 6'1" baseball player to be just so sweet and cinnamon roll like he was. And he just was. He was just like the most cinnamon roll character ever. He was the best.
Yeah, it was just, it was so adorable and light and fluffy and steamy. And just, there was a little tiny bit of like the angst with the best friend situation, but really like all of the bigger, like heavier moments were filled with such levity and just, you bounced back so quickly from them. You didn't really fall into that like, oh man, this is going to be a super heavy topic, or you know, things like that, like Liam's eating disorder, that you know, his hyper focus on his health and stuff. Like in the end, it like Bash would rip off nutrition labels for Liam's food because he was super hyper fixated on the fact that he was gaining weight. and just not at his best because his dad's had him on a diet since he was like a kid. And it's just so freaking cute the way they interact with the way they their relationship is just the freaking cutest.
It was a very well done low angst book. Like sometimes when you have a low angst book, it like can get boring. It can get just monotonous. Okay, I've read this a million times before. No, this was done very well. It had just enough emotional heaviness in it for to keep it interesting, but enough lightness in it that it was just an easy breezy read. We did this book in like, what, 2 days?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm very pleased with it. I don't really have a whole lot to say. I mean, yeah, Courtney was right. I was wrong. And I was like defending that shit to the death that I was going to be right. And I was not. And it was like, I was literally one sentence into reading after we recorded. And I was like, fuck, I know I'm wrong. It was literally the first sentence after we started reading again where I was like, well, I just talked all that shit and I'm wrong.
No, it was good though. Even the best friend situation, like, yeah, it was the biggest like moment for them. But really, even after that, it was handled relatively easily. It was just perfect. This was like the perfect book to go to after last book, and especially going into the next book that we're doing.
Yeah. So the next book that we're doing is, we're going to get into it in the next episode. It's a CM Stunich book. We both have strong feelings about this, but I do think that the book is worth reading, and I do think that we will enjoy it. So I'm fingers crossing. It is a hefty one. So if you are going to be reading along with us on that book, it is almost 1,000 pages long. So buckle up. We are recording pretty early, in case you were wondering. So yeah, if you are interested in that, then stick around for next week.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys.
Thanks. Bye.